Oh God, one more podcast?
That's right, one more called Desi Standard Time, a podcast about South Asian media, both through culture, art, film, and music, coming at you live.
I am one of your hosts, Maz Ali.
And I am Maz Khan.
And we are the Mazes, and we are Desi Standard Time.
We'll be coming at you every week with a new topic. For example, let's talk about item numbers in Bollywood and just how crazy it is that an entire movie can make it huge at the box office based on one chichora misogynistic dance number centered around a semi-half-naked woman.
Exactly. It is a box office hit, sure.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure. Always going to be a big, big hit. Yeah.
And I mean, people's careers have been made from this. And this is not something new. So Katrina Kaif definitely came about in the last few years because of her ability to go to through item numbers, right? Malaika Arora.
Malaika Arora.
Right.
Remember Upen Patel?
Yeah.
Remember that dude?
Remember that
British stud? Yeah. Like, what the hell happened to him?
Dude, who knows? But these item numbers have defined literally a piece of Bollywood cinema that the country just can't let go of. And this has been going on. Do you remember Sholay?
Oh, yeah.
Mehbooba, oh, Mehbooba.
Mehbooba. My God. Can you, like, I mean, there's so many movies out there that, like, did not do well or whatnot, but literally have been saved because of this. I don't remember. Actually, a blessing in disguise and have, like, really held India's economy together.
Right. And I think, everything is run by money, right? So I feel like that's the reason why they keep doing it, because they know they can make a crappy movie and then throw in one song with one really hot actress with very few clothes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know people are going to come to the movie theater just to watch that.
The most risque innuendos. And they think they're being slick, but they're actually pretty in your face of, like, what they're suggesting and what they're actually, like, you know, portraying.
Absolutely. And have you ever been to, like, a movie theater, even in America, during one of these movies where one of these songs comes on?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there is no shame.
No.
People are getting up, throwing samosas.
I'm one of those people. My shirt will go flying off when Salman Khan, when his shirt is off in the theater, my shirt is off in the theater.
Why is it that I keep mentioning girls and you keep mentioning guys?
Why do you have to change the topic so dastardly like that, my friend?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, anyways, you know what? I'm going to go right there with you. If Salman Khan's shirt is coming off, I need to go to the gym more because, wow, it is so nice.
Oh, my God. He was the first guy to bring weightlifting and fitness to Bollywood. And then after him was Hrithik, right?
Right.
Hrithik only knew how to work out biceps, though. I don't know if people, like, actually checked out his physique, like, in Kona Piata. It's like, there's nothing but just biceps.
Right. There's biceps at the beginning.
Yes.
There's biceps at the end.
Yes.
So there's biceps in my seat. I don't know what's going on. Like, there's biceps everywhere.
My God. Yeah, but it's amazing. And then also, like, Salman Khan, like, dude, he's brought in, like, a lot of future item number goers himself.
That is very true. In fact, you know, we talked about Katrina Kaif. He's the one who introduced her to the industry.
Yes.
And is it coincidence that he also ended up dating her?
I don't think so.
I mean, what is Salman over? Like,
he is just, like, an engine that keeps on, like, churning, right?
Where does he draw the line?
Bollywood stars, keeps coming him out. I mean, He trained, I think, Varun Dhawan, Siddharth Malhotra, and I think, oh my God, I'm blanking on the name. What is it? The Roy Kapoor.
Yeah. All solid actors who now have careers.
Exactly.
Because of Salubai, putting his arm around their shoulder and being like,
hey,
I killed a dude.
Salubai gets a sip on. Yeah, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, that's the problem, right?
Right? I mean, but
my God. But he's Salubai. He's still Salubai.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's like glorifying him. It's almost like he's Sanjay Dutt or something.
I'm not supporting
like, Sanjay
it.
Dutt was like this underworld don that now gets glorified.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
Such a good story, right?
Abeya, metu sanju payu, me sanju it,
right?
Metu payu,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like,
he literally, MBBS 2, MBBS 3. Like, stop turning this out, dude.
Do you think any gangsters, like, watch those movies and were like, shit, I could be doctor, yeah? Maybe doctor banunga ek din.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, they took that and they were like, hey, you know what? We are the gangster. We should take it out. We should change career paths now, right?
Man, so he's reformed gangsters. Maybe I'm looking at this all wrong. Maybe item numbers and people like Sanjay Dutt and Salman Khan really are the reason that this industry stays alive.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Dang.
Something to think about.
Something to think about for sure.
So now that you know the types of conversations that we'll have, we encourage you to join us.
Absolutely. Follow us on Instagram at Desi Standard. DM us, comment, like our post. Stay tuned for everything that's going on that we're going to be coming out with next. We want participation. We really want to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, make it a conversation, and we promise we'll respond.
That's right.
All right, so we'll be coming at you with content every week. We look forward to interacting with each and every one of you guys, and just look out for us.
Peace.